you hungry for adventure?
Do you crave hilarious and perilous tabletop campaigns?
Don't bother rolling perception, pal. We've got you covered.
Behold, Dungeons and Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop audio drama, a cinematic serial of mayhem-filled, morally questionable quests at DungeonsandDoritos.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom. From comics and video games to science and technology, if it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Boar.
This is Laval.
Hey, I'm Doug.
And this is a Nerdy Show Microsode. That's a show where we talk about what you want us to talk about for 15 minutes or more. But in this case, we're doing something a bit different. Two fans wrote in and asked us to discuss some films that we hadn't seen. So we figured, oh, well, we have to watch them to talk about them. And since we're doing that, we might as well also record commentary tracks. So we're releasing this microsode along with a feature-length commentary for the film. Totally optional. Watch it if you want. But we do have this thing that you're listening to right now as our de facto discussion on this movie. We actually did this just a couple weeks ago for Food Fight. And now in this episode, Dracula Untold.
Just know that we are good enough people to actually wait to see something before we talk about it.
How do you mean, Doug?
Instead of shitting all over it without seeing it, giving it a fair chance. I'm saying we're giving it a fair chance.
Oh, well, that's good because actually, Chief of Stuff, who requested Dracula Untold, said, I would like you guys to talk about / review the movie Dracula Untold. My only request is watch it before you do the microsode. Other than that, have fun. So Dracula Untold came out pretty recently, 2014. I've never seen it. John and Crystal, you guys have seen it.
Yeah, I have a thing for Luke Evans, so I made John take me.
Now, this was supposed to kick off the Universal Dark Universe.
Monster thing, right?
Yeah, they were dipping their toe into it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Universal Studios, famous for doing Dracula and the Mummy and Frankenstein, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, did want to start a cinematic universe with those characters for the 21st century, and Dracula Untold was going to be the beginning of it. This is basically all I know from what people have told me and what I've read online. And then, of course, when The Mummy came out last year, they're like, yeah, but okay, so even though that movie did well, and Dracula Untold actually did do well, it cost $70 million and it made $217 million. So not bad. Mm. But they said, you know what? We actually don't want this to start the cinematic universe. And then The Mummy was going to start it. And then Alex Kurtzman and Chris Morgan, who were the chief producers behind the Dark Universe, as they were calling it, they dipped in November of 2017. So the entire fate of this enterprise is
very uncertain.
Yeah, very, very uncertain. So I don't know a hell of a lot about it. I know it's directed by an Irish dude named Gary Shore, who hasn't done anything I've heard of.
Is that Pauly Shore's cousin?
Yeah, actually, that is. That's
true.
It's written by Matt Sazama and Burke Sharpless, who's a writing team also known for The Last Witch Hunter and Gods of Egypt, and to some extent, the recent Power Rangers film. And also, it's famous for its tagline, Dracula Untold, get sucked.
Beautiful.
Is that true?
As far as I know, yeah. I mean, I don't know much. But
no homework on that.
But I remember the posters. It's got Luke Evans on it, and it says, Dracula Untold, get sucked.
Who's Luke Evans?
Related to Chris Evans.
Yep.
Who's Chris Evans?
Captain America.
Oh, that guy.
He's the more butch Evans.
Are they related to Bob Evans?
Yes. Bob Evans is their uncle.
Down on the farm.
Yeah, they're of the Bob Evans fortune.
Huh.
That's how they could afford to be so ripped.
Oh, yeah, that's actually, sausage money.
Actually, when you watch the film, you'll notice that sometimes Luke Evans actually has a Bob Evans breakfast sausage in his pocket in case he gets hungry.
Oh, yeah, pocket sausage. It's very convenient.
We watched it on the big screen, and I got to tell you, it's a good
Couldn't
size
take your
sausage.
Eyes off.
Yeah.
Stared at the sausage the whole time.
That was a little bit of test marketing on their part.
No, it was really good.
It was intelligent. I only know, like I said, I haven't seen the movie, but only because of what I've read about it.
It's a good tie-in.
It was the IMDb trivia for the film. So the production cycle of this film started in 2007. Universal was trying to get, you know, a new Dracula project off the ground, as they are wont to do. That Universal, throughout the end of time, will always be trying to make Dracula movies.
Off the ground. He's a vampire.
The first thing to go public about it was they were going to do a movie called Dracula Year Zero, because, you know, the whole...
No, we've been joking, but is that for real?
Yeah.
Dracula Year Zero?
Yeah. It was to contradict that whole Dracula 2000 thing that totally sucked, and no pun intended there, but...
Get sucked!
I was going to ask if this was better than Dracula 2000.
It is better than Dracula 2000 for the issue that Dracula 2000 was supposed to be modern day and could not follow that storyline at all.
Mm.
But... Year Zero was supposed to be the origin story. So instead of saying Dracula origin story, it was going to be Dracula Year Zero.
You know, from an immortal's standpoint, let's say you're 40 years old, right? It's your 40th year. When you die and become a vampire or an immortal, then that would be your Year Zero, as if you've started your eternity over. That's pretty interesting.
But you just made that up.
But it kind of works.
Yeah, but I mean...
It's like, that's, yeah, well, you know, here's the thing I just thought up. I think that's interesting.
I'm trying to be open-minded.
So DYZ, as it was shortened to Dracula Year Zero, DYZ, was going to be directed by Alex Proyas, starring Sam Worthington, but it got shut down for going over budget in its pre-production. And that evolved into Dracula Untold, which just started from scratch. And Worthington was still attached for a long time, from 2010 all the way till being replaced by Luke Evans in 2013.
How much pre-pro do you have to do on a property like Dracula?
But it was Alexander Proyas, so I'm assuming it was some, no pun intended, batshit crazy, like, artwork and design.
Probably.
And especially very expensive.
Probably, yeah.
Get sucked.
The tagline was still the same, actually. Yeah,
the tagline's
still the same. DYZ, get sucked.
It was mandated in Sam Worthington's contract.
Something I didn't remember was it was only around the time that Dracula Untold was about to come out that it was announced that it was the first film in Universal's alleged dark universe thing.
They even made a haunted house at Halloween Horror Nights.
That's correct.
Yes, they did.
Because they were like, this is going to be such a hit.
And, I mean, financially it was. It was not reviewed well, from what I've read, but...
Well, it didn't have to be. It had Evans in it.
The two of you are the only people I've even known to have seen it.
So, actually,
once again, I have a thing for vampires and Luke Evans, so it was a win in my books.
We saw the movie. We saw the movie 20 million times.
We're the only ones who saw it. In IMAX, by the way. In IMAX.
Right, that's
then
how
you only
have to
see
money.
It 10 million times if it's...
Exactly.
Well, you've been always watching IMAX, and you got to switch up a little bit.
Just so you don't get headaches.
So, as per Chief of Stuff's request, we are going to not really review the film until we've seen it, so we're going to see it. When we come back, we'll talk about our feelings on the film.
And we're going to get sucked.
We're going to get sucked. So, Dracula 2000.
No.
So, Dracula Untold.
Dracula Un-2000.
Un-2000. So, Dracula the Uncola.
By the way, it says directed by Universal.
Wow.
And Universal is lowercase u somehow.
Yeah. That's disrespectful to Gary Shore, who did a pretty good job, actually. Thank you, Chief of Stuff. That was a lot of fun to watch. It was well done. It was well shot. Nothing wrong with it. I understand why it made all that money. It should have had a sequel, and it's actually kind of fucked up that Universal didn't want to start the cinematic universe.
Yeah, what about this? Did Universal say, nah, not good enough to start it?
They're still possibly going to do the sequel. It's the whole cinematic monster Avengers movie that they're not going to do anymore. Due to, one, the thing of having Johnny Depp involved, and everybody's kind of blacklisted Johnny Depp now.
Wait. Johnny Depp? How was Johnny Depp supposed
to
be?
He was going to be Jekyll and Hyde.
Not Jekyll
no,
and Hyde.
No, Invisible Man. Invisible Man.
Yeah, Invisible
Sorry.
Man.
Oh, no! How are we ever going to film a movie about the Invisible Man without Johnny fucking Depp?
They came out and said that every main character was going to be such and such actor, and they already said he was going to be the Invisible Man. So when all these allegations came down, you know, they're trying to recast Johnny Depp and everything now.
The problem is...
What are you talking about? What? Whatever.
The problem is
that's one of them.
Stupid.
The Mummy failed horribly. Yeah. It did not make the money that... This made more money than The Mummy did.
That's surprising.
And they put so much clout into The Mummy, thinking just because it's a mummy film that people are going to love it.
Well,
and
Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise. It failed miserably. So with that, they went, well, maybe we won't do this anymore.
And then the producers walked in November.
Yeah, a lot. There's just too many things. I think the big problem is with these cinematic universes, you really have to get a team that's going to be dedicated. You think about this. This is going to be half of your career.
If not your entire career.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they're going to release... 12 movies, and you're in charge of these 12 movies.
Yeah.
You're busy till 2050. You know what I mean?
I'd take that job. Having the Universal Monsters would be like,
oh, for sure.
It was so much fun, just in general.
You know, Doug, why don't you give him a call?
Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, this wasn't a bad starting point.
And
Luke Evans
is positive that with the people he knows pulling it away from the cinematic universe, the sequel will still happen because it's written, it's ready to go. And he said he'd do it. He does not care. He'd do it for less money than he did for this one. At this point, he wasn't as well known as he is now.
To me, Dracula needs to be the Nick Fury only because he's the only character that exists throughout the entire timeline.
Right.
Not that he would have been there like when the mummy was mummified, but he can speak to...
Well, the mummy can be the bad guy. He could be the Nick Fury.
Right. So instead they tried to work in like Dr. Jekyll and Hyde and all that stuff. And I don't know. I think that Dracula actually should have been the common theme.
Yeah. Well, the dark universe thing, it sounds dumb. Like, it's dumb because we're in a world where like there are too many quote unquote cinematic universes, you know?
Yeah, the name was dumb.
Yeah. And
good working title, but everything else, no.
And also, the third film that they were going to do was Bride of Frankenstein. So when they scratched Dracula Untold, right, they're going to be Mummy, followed by, not Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein.
Which, that'll make a
that
lick
seems
of goddamn
like
sense.
Really
no, it
weird
doesn't.
So the place to go.
So the problem with
Bride
that is,
of a guy who doesn't exist.
That's kind of like the Suicide Squad issue of like, well, here's the Joker, but not really. We're going to make a movie about somebody who knows the Joker.
I mean, Bride of Frankenstein, the original movie, unless I'm like misremembering, when you picture Bride of Frankenstein in your head, like all the photos you've seen of her, it's only like three scenes because she kills herself, like in the movie. Like she wakes up,
right,
sees Frankenstein, spoilers, and goes, ah, and then like that's it. In the book, right, when Victor Frankenstein is trying to make the Bride of Frankenstein, he like puts the body together but never wakes her up because he's like, fuck this, I'm not making another monster. So there really is no base for Bride of Frankenstein except for like the image of the actress in the original film, like looking, yeah, like having the awesome hairdo. So you really could do anything you want, but why would you still call it Bride of Frankenstein if there is no Frankenstein?
And that was supposed to come out on Valentine's Day next year.
Unless this was actually about Victor Frankenstein and his wife.
I
don't actually know. There's probably reports that suggested what it was about. All I know is it's going to be directed by Bill Condon, and that they released a statement that reads, after thoughtful consideration, Universal Pictures and director Bill Condon have decided to postpone Bride of Frankenstein. None of us want to move too quickly to meet a release date when we know this special movie needs more time to come together.
That's the lesson from the mummy, I guess.
That's actually not a bad angle. So like, Bride of Frankenstein is the first Frankenstein's monster. His wife dies to save her. He tries to bring her back and creates the monster. That's not a terrible angle, actually, if that's what they were going
for. If they would go with that, I would give it benefit of the doubt. If it's just like, oh, man, the first human I'm going to make from dead parts is just, I'm going to dig up my wife and I'm going to bring her back to life.
I also have another thought about why they might have shafted Dracula Untold. Universal and Legendary had a huge falling out.
They did.
And Legendary Pictures had a large share of them purchased by Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
So
Wanda?
Yep.
Yeah, is it a fish called?
Oh, AMC, I'm familiar with that.
AMC theaters and a whole bunch of malls in China and theme parks and stuff like that.
Big Chinese company. They own Legendary now. And that's why there was all that kerfuffle with Kong Skull Island, the ride, and the film. And now the ride has nothing to do with the film.
Yeah.
It's a whole mess. So here's Dracula Untold, owned in part by Legendary, I assume.
Its only crime was coming out a little bit too early.
Right.
Yep.
But solid picture.
The haunted house at Halloween Horror Nights was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was mostly that last, I think it was mostly like the last part of the movie.
It was. It was mostly for after he turned everybody into a vampire and they were going after the Turks.
How did they do that in a house?
Well, it was outside.
Halloween Horror Nights has gotten really good with a lot of trapeze indoors, work.
Trapeze work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Including this past year, they did it again. But anything that has some kind of undead demon vampire in it, they do a lot of trapeze work now. And it's pretty awesome.
Like they put people on bungees and they'll like jump out from complete darkness and like either jump over your head or like
fly
jump towards
over
you like a slingshot, but then they get pulled back by the bungee.
This is the first time hearing of that. That sounds like a great
mechanic.
Like
4 or 5 years.
They do it in a soundstage, for instance, but they actually do a pretty good job of making you feel like you're outdoors, even
at
though
night.
You look
like,
up, you can see.
And like they have lighting that makes it feel like, oh, the village is on fire.
And you can smell
burning.
The burning.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like burnt body mannequins and stuff. And
you did have the scene where he went to go meet the original vampire dude there or whatever. Because you went up into the mountain and you went through the snow in the house, which was pretty cool.
No, it was a good house.
And it was a decent flick. I guess my question of why not start it here is because of legal stuff with Legendary.
And I have another question, which is why did people shit on this movie?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
because it's not what they wanted, I guess.
I mean, granted, Amazon gives it 4.5 stars out of 5.
And then IMDb, where all the quote-unquote film critics are, 6.3 out of 10.
there's not a damn thing wrong with this movie. Like, yeah. Really.
My only honest nitpick is in the end, when he's fighting the Sultan, why the fuck didn't he just turn into bats? Yeah. Like, that's the only thing. Well, but I can overlook that. It was still right. It was a good movie.
It's a common trope. Like, how come Superman just doesn't throw Lex Luthor into the sun?
It's the don't be a monster all the time.
I think there's
a
difference. That's a false.
No, but he's not doing it because it's an honor thing, right? He wants to fight him.
An honor thing? Yeah, was there honor in the way he killed any other soldier
in
that movie?
I don't think it was an honor thing. I think it was, hey, I want to go one-on-one with this motherfucker.
He took my son away from me.
Well, that's what I mean. He didn't do a blood debt with a fucking monster in a cave to go mano-a-mano one-on-one honorably with the guy who wants to take his son away. The whole reason he did this is they want to take my son. I'm going to become a monster to defeat them. Oh, but now I'm going to fight you with a sword because reasons.
Maybe he didn't want to turn into a monster in front of his kid.
Yeah, that too, Doug.
But he totally did turn into a monster.
He
kind of
like
kid.
Gave up and said, well, screw it. Yeah. I'm going to become bats.
He lost his
humanity. Kid already saw him become a monster. Well, that, he turned into bats on that cliffside.
That is the tagline for the follow-up film, Dracula Retold.
Suck again.
No, get sucked or get fucked.
No, that sounds like the porn version.
So no, but I really liked how, because he maintained so much of his humanity and he was already a very powerful person, even as a mortal, that he was able to sustain more of more of the sunlight and all that. Well, he didn't completely turn into ashes when he was in the sun. Yeah. His body kind of burned up enough that the guy was able to drag him into the tent.
Well, it's like a general trope with any Dracula film or even the book. Dracula's love for women, basically, and love for love keeps him a little bit more humane than anybody else he changes.
When they said, oh, you have 3 days, and if you can withstand the bloodlust, you'll be human again or whatever. I was like, okay, well, obviously he's not going to make it a full 3 days, but I want to see how he slowly declines. And I thought it was actually kind of cool that he actually did make it all 3 days without breaking.
Right.
And it was like a choice, like strategic choice, which as wonky as it was to make that choice in that moment at that, and do it that way. The fact that he still made it that whole time, I think that was at least an interesting choice that they didn't have to do.
And it made her character actually matter.
So she fell. But didn't die instantly on impact from falling at that height?
Well, I think he slowed her down at the bottom. I think he just almost made it.
The rocks broke her fall, though.
Yeah.
The rocks broke her fall.
No, but I think he almost made it. They were pretty close when she hit.
So he saved her?
Not completely. Not enough. Like, it's the Gwen Stacy thing, right?
No, Gwen Stacy fucking died. she died from the fall.
Well, so did she. But she was dying from internal injuries.
She died because he drained her blood.
No, I think she was dying.
Oh, it wasn't clear, but that's not enough to ruin the film for me or anything.
No,
like that.
She would have been dying from internal injuries, but he bit her first, and that killed her,
and allowed him to save
that. That whole thing was a little shaky, but I'm willing to look past that.
But one of the greatest parts of the film is where he's just like, "All right, fucking, I'm making a vampire army now," because you see
you
this
want
woman,
revenge.
Yeah, like
a vampire army, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
It still sounds like some kind of cheese.
But the thing was, you see the woman who's she's been stabbed in the stomach and she's bleeding, and you pity her. And then, he's like, all right, fuck it. You know what? You're going to get your revenge. And then later you see her and she's a monster. And it's that moment where you go, oh,
oops.
Fuck.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with it, but it was kind of weird how every single person that he turned into a vampire was like full on monster.
Because
not one of them was like, whoa, 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 everyone, hold on. Dracula was nice enough to turn us all into immortal beings. The least we could do is let his one kid leave. That's why we're all here, right? Like, not
well,
one person.
Well, they alluded
person.
To that.
Because
no,
they were weak, though. But they were a weak mind.
Sure,
they alluded
sure.
that they were pure monsters before that, when he was stuck in the silversmith shop, and they were going to burn him alive.
Yeah, remember, they were already
true.
They
everybody,
all, yeah.
every so, last person turned on him.
They're all
nobody
very
stood up for him.
You got a point.
Being turned amplifies who you are in your personality.
So they were all evil fuckers, and they were just turning on him.
Exactly. Okay, so imagine it's the mask for a second, right? Doug, if you put on the mask, you'd probably get all charming and shit. If I put on the mask, I would pretty much be Jim Carrey in the mask.
Wait, you mean you'd be Stanley?
Sorry.
So you put on the mask and you turn into Stanley?
You turn into Stanley Ipkiss with no powers. Just a guy who works at a bank.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. It's
I imagine
cool.
him more like the clown from Spawn.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think there's definitely an anomaly, because Crystal and I saw the movie, really liked it, and then there was so much hate for it.
I don't. Yeah,
which I never understood.
I kind of
because I liked it. And
I didn't get it.
We're living in a time where you're not allowed to just say, you know what, it's not for me. Like everyone, right. if it didn't blow your mind, you have to say you hate
it. Also, I think maybe the title is the problem. It's a stupid title.
Yeah. It is, yeah. It's not
and,
well named.
And every and I mean, I know when this movie was initially First advertised, blood. I scoffed because like Dracula Untold, Cinematic Universe.
Dracula is a good guy.
Well, I didn't
guy.
Know about the Cinematic fuck? Universe at that point because when they filmed the movie originally, that whole end scene where it's modern day and he's walking through the town.
That was all reshoots.
That was all reshoots. And when I'd wanted to see it before that, that did not exist. So. Yeah. By the time I saw it in theaters, of course, that was there.
In fact, it's entirely possible that the scene with the cretinous lackey, the first scene was added in, and his entire resurrection wasn't a part of this movie.
That was actually part of it.
Yeah, that oh, yeah? character...
It was, you were going to see him in his castle, from what I heard, he's going to be in his castle overlooking Transylvania, and it was going to be more of that look that we know from the other Dracula-esque movies.
Right, that character is a staple in Dracula. I think that character just came from the fact of like, oh, isn't he supposed to have a toady?
Well, I just mean because the next time you see him is in a segue yeah. into the reshoot.
Right.
So.
I agree with you. I would be interested to know at what point they added that in the script.
No, the toady guy was always part of it. I followed the whole script rewrites and everything.
But the Dracula, the thing
I
about
kind of a thing for vampire movies.
Like the original Dracula movie, isn't the guy Ramshackle or Rembrandt or whatever his name is?
Rembrandt?
Rembrandt?
Reinhardt.
Yeah, Reinhardt. That's the one.
Rembrandt. Let me paint you, master.
Yeah, Reinhardt. But that's what he's supposed to be, basically, right?
He is. I mean, he's supposed to be. It's Reinhardt.
I mean, it's not literally Reinhardt because Reinhardt was turned as a, you know, later on. But
no, he never was turned. Too. He just went crazy.
Or whatever, yeah.
Cool. They never turn their lackeys. They let them go insane and lock them up.
Well, that's what happens when you feed people Dracula blood when they're not dying, which is something that they didn't really establish in this Dracula.
So, hey, since we're talking about vampire movies, I recently learned that What We Do in the Shadows is getting a TV pilot made.
But it's based on the werewolves.
Yes. No. There's three projects. There's an American TV pilot of an adaptation of the film for as a serialized television show.
I
hope it's
about
filmed to be like Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God, please.
There's a werewolf film called Werewolves.
Yes, I heard about
as
that
in
too.
We are werewolves. And then there is an actual, I forget what it's called, but there's an actual vampire sequel also being discussed as well.
I'm excited for all of that.
Didn't I hear that the wolf thing isn't going to have Murray in it? I mean, Reese.
What's the point of doing a werewolf film without Reese Darby, the breakout character of What We Do in the Shadows?
I don't know. I heard something about he wasn't going to be in it.
That sounds pointless to me. Cancel it.
It does.
Cancel the project.
Nope.
How great would it be to do something like that, like what We Do in the Shadows, but you film it like you film every other reality show, right? So you tell everybody like your job is to pretend that you're a vampire, just like with Jersey Shore. Your job is to pretend that you're a meathead. And then you just let people go out and just pretend to be vampires in real life.
You mean
so
LARPing?
Just gonna follow around
you mean VTM?
Yes, yeah, but they'll film it like a reality show for MTV.
Oh, well, I think there's maybe a career for Negabor. Netherbor. Negabor is the inverse of Netherbor.
Oh, right.
I'd have to come up with some sort of a way to invert my voice.
Actually, that was perfect.
Oh, wait.
Well, no, that's Netherbor.
Oh.
So what's Negabor?
I have to come up with some word or...
No, I couldn't do it.
I have to come up with...
That's to talk backwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Do it. Talk backwards. Go. And 3, 2, 1, go.
The Duke of Despair never learned how to talk backwards, I'm afraid.
What good are you?
Then how do you speak your incantations?
Well, I speak them like this. I just say incantation, incantation.
Fire incantation. Lightning bolt.
Has Netherbor ever considered that perhaps it's maybe gothic stuff isn't the focus, but maybe like fairy magic? That seems like you've got more of like, you're like incantation, yes, woo. That sounds. I feel like that's a more of a fairy vibe, like a fae folk. You know, like you ever considered that, Netherbor?
But I'm constantly killed with infinite sorrow. How would I be able to do fairy magic if I'm so dead inside?
That's because you haven't gone out. Because you stay indoors all the time. You haven't gone out to the woods.
Gotta get that vitamin D, bro, in the sunlight.
Go find yourself a fairy ring. Sit in the fairy ring. The wee folk will come out. You'll be reborn.
You get sucked.
It sounds like a silver ring. I can't hold silver rings.
No, man, it's where a tree dies
what
and a bunch of mushrooms
instructional
grow.
Instructional video.
Yeah, don't ever let anybody hand you your silver ring.
He even put his hand out like to accept it.
Like she sticks it in his hand and then closes his hand and then holds it there. That was so good.
No, I think his wife was into like pain and like bloodletting.
She would have to be like she knows who
she
is.
The wife
she
of
did seem
Vlad
to miss the scars.
Yeah, no, I mean she'd have you'd have to be to be married. To, like,
dude, are those scars gone? I'm so okay,
now,
drying
no,
out
no, she
right
was,
now.
She was very perturbed that the scars were gone.
Okay, legit missed opportunity there of having her be like kind of spooky.
Yeah,
That would
if
have
she
been
was, if she was more like great. Lady Macbeth, yeah. where she's just like, do this for your family, Vlad.
Yes.
Yeah. And I will totally bone your undead body. And he's like, all right, I guess for the kid, you know.
Wear the silver cock ring.
It burns.
Yes.
I want you to bone me and fill me with your ashes.
Wow.
At what point does he become Gary Oldman?
2000.
Well, that version of Dracula is more close to the book, so...
Correct.
It's like it...
Was that Dracula dead and loving it?
I mean, well, Dracula, I guess he dies at the end of the Gary
Oldman. Oh, spoilers.
You've seen that I one. Guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that the one with Val Kilmer?
Wait. What vampire movie has Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer?
Yeah, isn't Val Kilmer in one of them?
Oh, God dang it. Hold on.
I don't know Val Kilmer.
I don't think he's ever been in a vampire
movie. Now I'm looking because...
Dude, put Val Kilmer in a vampire movie. I don't care who he plays.
Van Helsing, actually.
He
right?
would be a great Van Helsing.
I mean,
Helsing.
Not yeah. now, but...
Maybe then. Now.
He'll be Val Helsing.
Actually, if he's an older Van Helsing, he could be a great Van Helsing right now.
Right now?
Right now, this minute. He's gonna walk through that door in 3, 2...
Hey guys, it's me, Val Kilmer. Y'all want to see my one-man show?
Unless you count The Doors as a vampire movie.
Oh, that's what it was. You know what? I think I remember seeing him.
Twixt.
What?
Twixt is a 2011 experimental horror thriller film written, directed, and produced by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Val Kilmer with Bruce Dern, Elle Fanning, Ben Chaplin.
Directed by Francis Ford Coppola as well?
It's called...
No wonder you confuse that with Gary Oldman's Dracula. If it's Francis
Twixt.
Ford Coppola.
T-W-I-X-T, Twix.
I just had a single screenshot of him, and I couldn't place it.
it's an experimental in horror film.
You're sure that
as.
It's not a movie about the only candy bar with the cookie crunch?
It's actually about the center Twix, which you really don't ever hear about.
It refers
Twixt
to
Edgar
Allan Poe.
Oh,
content,
the Twix that's betwixt.
It's the betwixt.
That'd be great.
They should sell a 3-pack. And it comes to the left Twix. How do we get on Twixes?
That is genius, though. A 3-Twix pack called Betwixt.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's fucking incredible.
You're welcome,
world. I
kind
of want to see this now that I'm...
I don't spend money on candy. I'm not a candy buying person. But
yeah,
if they made Betwixt, I'd be like, I gotta hand it to you. I'm buying it for the pun. This is genius. Thank you. Can I shake your hand?
Here's the twist to the Betwixt.
Uh huh.
It's 2 peanut butter Twixes, right?
Uh huh.
And then a new jelly Twix.
Whoa!
Jelly Twix in the
door.
Middle.
Why are we not a focus group? Well, hey, thanks for listening to us talk about Dracula Untold and also the future candy bar Betwixt.
Betwixt.
And also the ill-fated and probably never going to be resurrected Dark Universe.
Yeah. Nice choice of words. Never resurrected.
Hey-o.
Hey! If you like this show, if you like this episode, please rate and review us on iTunes or Podchaser, where you can rate and review this specific episode. Podchaser is a platform for podcast discovery. And if you really love us and want to give us money so we'll keep doing things, well, head to Patreon at patreon.com/nerdyshow.
Nerdy show.
Not betwixt.
Also, we have an opportunity for you to give us a one-time donation. If you're like, I just like this one thing, here's $5. Cool, that's fine by us. Go to
Or if you want to throw enough money at us, maybe we can make Betwixt happen.
You know what? You know what?
Figure it out. Give us the money.
You know what? If we break $1 million, I will personally make every Patreon patron a set of Betwixt candy bars.
Wow, a milli, huh?
Yeah, a milli. One milli. One cool milli.
No big deal. NBD, let's get on that, folks.
All right.
thanks, John. That's really generous.
We're
going to
find a new friend.
He'll make me do
I'm
it.
Bigger
you know
for a million.
It's probably going to take more money than that just to get the candy company to play ball.
Well, so if it's a
we'll just make
version.
Ghetto Betwixt.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah,
it
no, I figure for $1 million, I can fucking figure it out.
And if you want to buy some Twix, go to nerdyshow.com/Amazon and buy Twix via our Amazon links. Or by Dracula Untold.
Or
buy Dracula
just,
Untold.
Know, buy
it's actually
Twix,
a good movie.
And then some like grape jelly and then just dip it in if you want to get it.
Maybe rate and review Dracula Untold so retroactively it'll be heralded as a decent film. Because I've seen a lot of films that honestly I think were worse made than this. I saw Kingsman Golden Circle last night. And while it was fun to watch, it was nowhere near as good as the first one. And Dracula Untold was a better movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, Dracula is... This is within the past year, this is not... Even one of the worst 5 movies I've probably seen.
No,
this is definitely this is the decent. Best movie I've seen today.
Do you think
without a doubt, no doubt,
but,
sir?
But do you think that maybe the part that's untold is how fucking good it is?
Yes!
Holy shit!
You cracked it!
We did it!
Cracked it!
You win one betwixt, sir.
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week with probably a completely average episode of Nerdy Show where we, well, I mean, it's not going to be, it's going to be average and then it'll be normal, but also very good.
And it'll
normal?
Have an update about the Betwixt.
Yeah, so we got to get on that.
Betwixt watch.
Betwixt watch.
We're just going to start a candy bar podcast called Betwixt that will be a platform for every episode. We're going to try a new candy bar and also continue to pitch what Mars Corporation?
You're correct, yeah.
And what monster movies would work if they just fucking were not afraid to cast other people.
whoa, you're cramming monster movie pitches into the candy bar podcast.
So what it is like we pitch a monster movie and then we come up with the candy tie-in.
There you go.
Okay.
I can do it.
Okay. Hey.
How about M&M, Monsters and Mars?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't like any of these titles yet, but but if that's a show you want to
like
see.
You didn't like Dracula Untold at first either.
I hated it. It's still a bad title until we cracked it. But unfortunately, it had to get terrible reviews.
Like a Kit Kat bar.
And then several years later, a ragtag group of podcasters would finally solve the mystery of why it had a bad title to self-sabotage its own success because they didn't want to be part of the dark universe. They gave it a bad title because director Gary Shore said, it's optional for them if they want to use it as a launching pad. Non-committal, Gary. I see the game you're playing. Dracula Untold indeed. And now the story can be told and we'll get a sequel. I hope so. Thank you, Chief of Stuff, so much for allowing us to see this film. And we'll see you next week.
I'm looking to do some sucking. Anybody?